Continuing on page 28, City of Staten candidate for councilor, Stephen H. Frank, F-R-A-N-K. Occupation, certified substitute teacher, retired U.S. Postal Service employee, presently certified school teacher K through 9 self-contained classroom NCLB and highly qualified. Occupational background, second grade, first to second grade teacher, 2 years, 23 years U.S. Postal Service employee, 2 years certified substitute teacher. Educational background, Oregon State University, B.S. elementary education. Prior governmental experience, none. I love Staten and I'm concerned about its future. I know many who live here feel the same way. It was encouraging to experience the energy and depth of interest expressed by the citizens of Staten as I gathered hundreds of signatures for the annexation referendums. That energy and interest should be represented by the City Council. Many agree city government needs to be more responsive to its citizens. As I walked through our neighborhoods and chatted with you, I learned that many of you are concerned with how we're growing. You want to keep the hometown advantages of safe streets and safe places for kids to play. You want schools that meet the needs of our children without overcrowding. You want city services funded for existing residents before we increase taxes to cover the costs of new houses. I've lived here for more than a quarter of a century and participated in many city government meetings. Those experiences have given me practical training in how to get things done. Meeting and sharing ideas with city councilors over the years has given me valuable insight into their roles and responsibilities. I want more of us to be included in the decisions that will make Staten the best it can be for all citizens. I ask you to join me in helping our community achieve its potential. I will do my best as a councilor to work with you and the council to discover and apply the best ideas to keep our town great as we grow. This information furnished by Stephen H. Frank and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.